punching the time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy, Jill, and Jansen for 3 days. Yeah, how you ladies doing?
We're good.
You good? Am I hearing you, Jansen?
I don't know. Are you? There she is.
There she is. All right, I got you now. All right, good. We readjusted those mics yesterday. I didn't know where to put your sound at. Anyway, let's check out some forecast real quick. Out in the Texas Panhandle, 64 at Wellington, 72 at Leslie, 61 at McLean, and 64 at Canadian. Back here in Oklahoma, we got 65 at Hollis, 62 at Eric, 61 at Arnett. It's 61 degrees where the Northwestern Oklahoma Woodward Livestock District show is going on. Mm. And they are showing goats today, I believe.
It's pretty for February.
Huh?
It's pretty for February.
Oh, beautiful. Anyway, I don't mean to send you guys in a panic, but keep an eye out on your crops. I don't know if you follow the KCO on the Facebook page. I posted it last night as a agriculture alert. There was a little over 500 army worms crawling on my porch last night. Have you guys seen any army worms?
I haven't.
I don't have any.
Yeah, anyway, they're out. This warm weather has brought them to life, coming out of their winter dormancy, hiding in the roots of grass and stuff. So please keep an eye out on your crops. You know, blackbirds is a good sign that you got something going on with your crops. Anyway, I hate it. It's too early for this stuff. All right, let's get to Miss Ripito. Jansen, you had a very good Southwest District.
Yes, I did.
What'd you win?
Well, Wednesday morning, I moved in with my sheep. I let the cat out of bag last time I was here that I have sheep this year. This was my first time ever actually showing a sheep, and I was champion dorper, and at Southwest District, for each class, they pick a showmanship winner. And actually, on my way up to the ring, I was making a joke about how that would be the one thing I did not win. And when they were announcing kind of the placings for the class, they said first and showmanship winner, Jansen Ripito. And that was just the highlight of my whole trip, being the first time I ever showed a sheep and being the showmanship winner.
Sounds like you had a good trainer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they, and did you, so congratulations on that. I didn't
Thank
even
you.
Know that.
Thank you, yes. And then,
because that was your secret weapon.
Yes, my secret weapon for OYE.
Yeah.
And so Thursday I went to school. Friday morning we moved in with my Berras. Gilt showed Saturday and some of the purebred Berras. And then Friday. Saturday I showed a hamp placed kind of in the middle of the class. And then I showed my crossbred, won my class, won champion cross. And then was reserve Grand Barra in the Grand Drive.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I think somebody from Sarah got a reserve champion hemp with their Barra. Who was that? Or their Gilt.
Yeah, it was Kaysen Hagerman got reserve champion Hampshire Gilt.
Gilt. Oh, cool. Congratulations to both of you. Good job. I've seen you live. You're a very good showman.
Well, okay? Thank you.
And so, anyway, and that didn't come from your dad either, did it?
No. He was a little, I'm not going to say teary-eyed, but he was a little emotional after I came out of the ring with the pig, so.
I'm sure he was, so, yeah. And there's good reason.
Oh, yeah.
So, his baby girl's growing up on him. That was your last Southwest District.
Yeah, it was.
It was.
Yeah, one of my many lasts that has been happening recently.
Well, we have the Sarah FFA chapter will be in here in just a few minutes. And then after then, we're going to have the Sentinel FFA. We're going to try to do this where we don't, our commercials, our breaks come out a little different than what Jill and I had the other. It's kind of a bad deal the other day. Jill almost went to commercial and it ended the show.
Yeah, well, you didn't tell me that. I was about to click that button. I was like, oh.
So, anyway, we had a good time. And like I said, the Northwest District Regional is going on right now. We'll have updates on Facebook and stuff coming all week because theirs lasted till next Tuesday, I believe. I mean, it's 2 days longer in the Southwest. You got county coming up?
I do. We've been Sunday at noon, weigh at 2, and then the swine show actually starts Monday morning at 8 o'clock.
Okay, let's talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
I got this from Mr. Hartman, and Beckman County show is February 27th and 28th. The pig show is Monday at 8. The chicken show at 3. I'm kind of getting into this chicken deal. I mean, the chickens, the pen of three up there in Roger Mills County, about $4,500. They were reserved. Somebody's daddy was there. Anyway, but and then 6 o'clock Monday night is the cattle show. And then Tuesday, 8 o'clock, sheep. And then as soon as the sheep are done, it'll be followed by the goats. And then 5:30 is the meal. And 6:30 is the sale. And I believe if I can get Wi-Fi inside the barn, I'm going to come do the sale live.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if I can get Wi-Fi. I'm going to hook the mic on Monty Tucker. He doesn't know it yet.
Do it.
Yeah, I'll do it. Anyway, and then Custer County. I got hit here. And Custer County was is Sunday, the 26th, and it concludes on the 28th with the premium auction sale. So Custer County is 3 days. Sunday will be the weigh-in for the sheep and goats, and sheep judging at 3 o'clock, followed by the goat, then the broiler. And then Monday at 7:30, swine cards must be entered, weighed, blah, blah, blah. Swine judging starts at 8:30. Beef judging starts at 1:30. And then Tuesday, the livestock judging contest. That's different. And 6 o'clock is the buyer's meal. And 6:30, the awards presentation and the premium auctions. Got lots of things going on.
How far?
When's OYE?
OYE, I know it's like approximately 2 weeks after our county show. 10 days to 2 weeks.
It's during spring break, right?
Yes, it's during spring break.
Okay, cool. And anyway, and you guys, I can't gather up all these information from all these counties in western Oklahoma, and I'm not talking about just northwest or southwest. So if you have something that you need me to announce for your county, I'm sorry, I can't keep up with all of them, but if you'll send it to me, I'll put it on the show. And I guess the easiest way is you can email it to me, because this is a very easy email to remember. Jimmy@kecofm.com. Or you can call the station here at 225-9696 or whatever and leave a message for me, and I'll get back with you. So pretty easy. But before we go to break here real quick, I got to mention, you guys know what's happening tomorrow?
Bull sale.
There we go. Quartermaster Creek's having their spring bull sale tomorrow at 12:30 at the ranch up there. Directions are in Penny News, or go to their website, quartermastercreek.com. And that'll be easy to do. 152-year-old bulls. Mike and his beautiful wife, Annie. We appreciate it if you guys come up and buy some bulls, because they got some good quality ones. 152-year-old bulls. I mean, what better than that? Their website is quartermastercreek.com if you want to get on there. But anyway, the sale's at 12:30 mañana. When we come back, we'll have the Sarah FFA in here with us. And Jill, you're getting Sarah, right?
I am getting Sarah.
Yeah, and you're getting Sentinel.
I'll be back later with Sentinel.
I'm way overpaid today because I'm not going to do nothing but make sure you push the right buttons.
Well, I know me and Jill probably both appreciate you making sure we hit the right button.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect them. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Good afternoon, all you great stewards of the land. This is your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, February 17th. 870 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 330 brought 277.50. 4 at 393 brought 252. 15 at 479 brought 239. 11 at 623 brought 185. 5 at 675 brought 187. 8 at 831 brought 180.50. 3 at 952 brought 163. 6 head of heifers at 354 brought 216. 8 at 408 brought 214. 3 at 477 brought 189. 5 at 499 brought 194. 20 at 536 brought 187.50. 7 at 614 brought 186. 5 at 745 brought 166. Butcher cows were 38 to 101. Butcher bulls brought 81 to 119.50. Bred cows were 850 to 1710. Pairs brought 725 to 1625. And that's your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report. 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's 497-6095.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a Hughes trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing, 303-4246.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back. This is Jill Metter in the big seat right now. I've got your forecast for Northwest Texas. I've got Dozier, Texas. It is 66 degrees. Humidity is about 31%. The wind gust today is 22 miles an hour, but your peak wind gust today is going to be about 26 miles an hour. Our happy cap hour today is Stockman's Veterinary Clinic with Dr. Taylor Mouse. Stockman's Veterinary Clinic is proudly serving all farmers, ranchers, and pet owners in Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle and is looking forward to continuing in 2023. They are excited to be a truly full-service mixed animal practice, providing veterinary medical care, boarding, preventative herd health consultations, and medications to all species. With spring calving time upon us, we are here to provide assistance for calving emergencies as well as any related problems that may arise. Also, it's time to start planning spring heifer AI projects and nutrition plans to ensure your success. Wishing all your clients and patients a great 2023 and looking forward to building new relationships as well. Call Dr. Taylor Mouse at 580-225-0200 to schedule a visit or for after-hour emergency service. Also, congratulations to Mr. Jimmy Taylor, who got to present the trophy at the Beef It's What's for Dinner race on Saturday at the Daytona 500. It's pretty cool. And I also have Sarah FFA with me in the room today, and so we're going to get to know them a little bit. So why don't y'all go around the room, introduce yourself, and what office you held.
All right. My name is Mason Tucker. I'm a senior this year, and I'm the Sarah FFA president.
I'm Aiden Wood. I'm a junior, and I am the Sarah FFA treasurer.
I'm Casey Rose. I'm a junior, and I'm the Sarah FFA secretary.
Hi, I'm Neela Anderson. I'm a junior and the Sarah FFA Sentinel.
Hi, I'm Raven Collins. I'm a senior and the Sarah FFA Vice President.
Hi, I'm Janessa Wilson. I'm a sophomore and I'm the Sarah FFA Reporter.
Well, I'm glad to have y'all today. So, again, I want you to go back around the room. Kind of tell me what you're involved in. What do you really like to do in FFA?
So, I'm Mason. Pretty big into the shooting sports world. A few years ago, we did a lot of showing, both cattle and chickens. In the Sarah FFA chapter, we've traveled all over, going to leadership workshops, conferences. I don't know how many we've done in 1 year. Do we have a...
No. But, just begin to, yeah. They're a little shy. It's okay.
This year in particular, we've been doing a lot of fabrication, building livestock panels for our newly remodeled ag farm.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Wow. Are you showing at county?
No, not this year.
Okay.
So.
I'm Aiden Wood, and I kind of follow with Mason on the shooting sports thing. This is my first year to be an officer ever. Other than that, I've just been in the shop when I was at Merritt, and then whenever I started at Sarah, I was also in the shop when we started building pens. And we're still continuing building pens this year for, like Mason said, our new remodeled ag barn. And it's pretty much that, falling in shooting sports, going shooting everywhere between Sarah, FFA, ATA, 4-H, all of the great things.
You said it was your first year as an officer. How's that been?
I love it. It's a lot more fun than I thought it was going to be.
In what ways?
I don't know, just the atmosphere. I just always thought it was going to be a little different. Like, I don't know, I always thought it would be a little more straightforward. But it's definitely a lot more fun than what I expected it to be.
Oh,
I enjoy it a lot.
Good to hear that.
I'm Casey, and this year will be my second year livestock judging, and that's mainly my thing that I like to do.
What is your favorite breed? Or animal? Or
probably
both?
Cows. I like doing cows.
You like cows?
Yeah.
I'm with you there. That's all I know about. So I can't tell you about any other animal. Yeah, squeeze on over there. Yeah, it's kind of a far squeeze. Sorry.
My name's Neela, and I'm really into showing pigs. This year might be my last year. I don't know. Kind of trying to focus on school and college and doing that stuff. And this is also my second year of livestock judging, and I do show pigs, but I kind of do a little bit better on sheep for some odd reason. But
so does she. So does she, apparently.
That's where I get all my checks and stuff, and I, for some reason, I explain them a little better than pigs. So
yeah,
it's kind of what I'm working on.
Awesome.
I'm Raven. I've been showing for 6 years, and I really enjoy showing, and I've started doing livestock judging. This would be my second year. That's my top thing.
What's your favorite animal?
Sheep.
Sheep. Okay. So we got some sheep people in here, too. I don't know anything about sheep.
I'm Janessa, and I've been showing goats and pigs since I was in the 7th grade. And this is also my second year judging livestock, and this is also my first year as a officer.
How has your officer experience been?
It's been amazing. Like, I could not ask for a better experience. Like, I love these people around me, and aww. I love...
You got a pretty good group in here with
you.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool.
So what has been your favorite thing that you have ever done in FFA?
Probably going to national convention last year.
Wait,
in 2021.
Okay. Yeah. Almost 2 years ago. Yeah. It seems crazy that it was that long ago. Yeah. What about the rest of you?
Go ahead.
I would also say national convention. That was big experience. We got to travel in Indianapolis. We even drove a little further into Kentucky, and we got to ride on a ferry and listen to people get awards and... Oh, and even better, we got to milk cows. We got to go to a dairy farm. The dairy farm was so much fun. All the big Holsteins and learning things about them. It's just a good experience.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Mason?
Favorite experience. That's a tough one. There's a lot of them that are right up there, even with each other. Of all the different activities you can do in FFA, I would say traveling to them and traveling to and from different, whether it's leadership conference, judging, shooting, running around afterwards, the event after, before, not knowing where you're going next, looking for a place to eat, having fun in a hotel. between, like they all said, between traveling who knows how many miles to national convention and then huddling around a table for card games. I mean, if you've got the people around you, it makes it 10 times better, I'd say.
I agree, so. 100%. Aiden, do you have any favorite memories specifically?
Well, since this is kind of my first year I get to go anywhere, I have to second with Mason. The traveling was definitely the best. I think my favorite one had to be going to Colt Conference was pretty funny. We had a pretty good trip there, and then alumni camp was pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you on the Colt Conference. That was a fun time.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
So I'm going to have to agree with both the boys. The events we go to are fun, but it's the memories we make while we're there, like when we're in the motel room, when we're in the car together. We all are always talking. We're, as Mason said, playing card games, never knowing where we're going next. Mm-hmm. We're just driving around and finding somewhere to go.
Okay.
I kind of agree. Like, it is always fun to go to the places and be there and, like, experience those things, but it's way more fun to, like, when you're on the road, driving, listening to each other's music, and all that fun stuff. It's a nice experience just to be able to take a step back and realize, hey, you are in this together, so it's kind of nice.
Well, thank y'all for sharing. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to be right back with a few more questions, and then Sentinel FFA will be coming in shortly.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
Dagnabbit. Where's a plumber when you need one?
In Elk City, that's where Klein Mechanical's ready to tackle those messy jobs we all try to avoid. They're also trying to hire an experienced journeyman plumber or apprentice plumber with experience in residential, commercial, and utility work. The pay is competitive along with a generous benefits package. To apply, go by the Klein Mechanical office at 101 Stout Drive in Elk City or give them a call at 225-1242. That's 225-1242.
Get better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 4th at 12:30 p.m. Selling 84 bulls that have been feed efficiency tested on the GrowSafe system. They got DNA test data, birth, weaning, and yearling data, and ultrasound data. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 4th at 12:30 at a new location. From the Burns Flat Cotton Gin, go 1 mile east and a quarter mile south. Get information at davisangus.com or go to Facebook and search Davis Angus.
We do a ton of wholesale work. I mean, like with your mechanic shops. But it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. So it's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend. Napa Auto Parts, 716 West 3rd, Elk City, Oklahoma. Napa know-how.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stockers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Great bulls are what you'll find at the Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale in Chattanooga, March 11th. Selling 90 limb flex bulls, 75 fall yearlings, 15 spring yearlings, all black, all polled. All the bulls are developed and performance tested, all with genomically enhanced EPDs, semen tested, and trick tested negative virgin bulls. For sale information, go to the website, CoyoteHillsOK.com. That's CoyoteHillsOK.com. The Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale, Saturday, March 11th at 1 p.m. at the ranch in Chattanooga, Oklahoma.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back. I've still got Sarah FFA in the room with me, but first let's do a little bit of forecast for Slap Out, Oklahoma. It is 60 degrees, and it feels like 60 degrees, which is nice to hear. The humidity is about 33%. Wind gusts are out of the south-southwest at 23 miles an hour, and wind gusts can get up to 29 miles an hour today. We've got a few warnings, which is not good. We've got a high wind watch until Thursday at midnight, a fire weather warning until 7 p.m. tonight, and a fire weather watch until Thursday at midnight. Your forecast today is a high of 75 with blowing gust. Winds can reach up to 32 miles an hour. Tonight's going to be a little breezy at 51 degrees. Tomorrow's also going to be a lot of blowing dust, but your high's going to be 70 degrees. Winds can get up to 31 miles an hour tomorrow night. It's going to get a low of 19 degrees. It's going to get a little chilly with winds up to 35 miles an hour. Thursday and Friday are looking to be in the 40s and winds up to 14 miles an hour. So we're going to continue our conversation now with the Sarah FFA officers. So Mason, I heard you went to the Daytona 500 this last weekend.
We did, and we went with Beef. It's What's for Dinner. They sponsored the it was their Beef 300, they called it, and that was a once in a lifetime kind of thing. And like you was talking about a minute ago, Jimmy Taylor presenting the trophy, he did a really good job. Jimmy's a favorite of ours.
Oh yeah, he could be a mess sometimes. Mm-hmm. We were watching it on television, and then they didn't show the trophy ceremony. I was like, man, I watched this whole thing just for that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did y'all get to walk on the track?
We did.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
We re-signed the finish line. So.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Did y'all get beef for dinner?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's it. That's good.
And pretty sure the winner of the B300 got a ice chest full of tomahawks for him and his crew. Childress. Forgot his first name.
Yeah. So. That's a pretty cool experience.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. All right. Nilo, right?
Yes.
Do you want to talk about what you've been up to lately?
So last year I entered Beckham County Miss Agriculture, and I didn't get to compete at state level because I had knee surgery, so that kind of bummed out the idea of doing it last year. But I'm doing it again this year, and I'm doing it off of Women in Color in Agriculture. I've realized that not a lot of people, when I go to special events, people can tell you that I go and I'm like, oh, wow, I'm the only mixed girl here. I don't see anybody else. So I'm thinking, I want to get more girls involved in that. And I just think it's not just for one group of people or a certain group of people. It's a community. So I think everybody should be involved in.
That's awesome. That's an awesome platform to speak for.
Yes.
And you're very good at public speaking, I can tell.
Thank you.
Also, I heard that you are kind of getting involved with the Beckham County Fire Departments. What is that?
So when you do like these pageants and stuff, you kind of want to have like little things that you do for the community. So one of the things I'm doing is people in Beckham County can take stuff to the fire department, water, chapstick, snacks, because sooner or later it's going to get into fire season and dry, and they're going to be out fighting fires and whatnot.
So where can people donate these donations?
At the Sayre Fire Department.
All right. Y'all hear that. You can donate water, snacks, all can go to the Sayre Fire Department, and that helps all Beckham County Fire Departments during fire season, which, in case you aren't aware, that is it's very hard on firefighters.
Yes.
Especially, I remember last year, it was rough.
There were so many fires last
year. It was really rough, and I remember seeing all the posts on Facebook. It was like one after another. It just never ended. So that's a great way to help out your community. That's a really good job. So thank you all for talking about yourself a little bit. What has your ag chapter been involved in? Like, what kind of contests or activities have you been doing this year? Who wants to go? Go for it.
We're about to start up our livestock judging here pretty quickly right after county. We have local and county coming up this following week, as well as OIE in March. We have several of us that are participating in speeches.
Opening ceremonies.
Opening ceremonies.
What kind of speeches? Prepared, extemporaneous.
My speech is about the effects of agriculture on the environment and stuff like that. So, like, how can we better farm for our environment and so we keep the earth clean and stuff.
That's awesome. Are any of the rest of y'all doing speeches? Yes.
I'm doing speeches for how, like, when a pig has been sick and if it produces bad meat and how it can affect people or just big processors in general, or if processed meat is better, or if you're actually getting like from livestock and then butchering, if that's better than just having like meat from pigs that haven't been shown or home, like fed from home.
That's a very interesting topic. I would have never thought of that. That's very, very cool. What have y'all been interested in?
Just lately, we actually hadn't planned it, but we got to speak during the 4-H meeting about our student sports thing and what kind of opportunities and careers it can open up for you. What else do you think?
Yeah, pretty much that. Just some other little things that you can do at whether it's agriculture, FFA, 4-H,
yes.
You can get involved in. Like, I like a lot of the. I'm a lot of a shop person. I like being out in the shop doing stuff like that. So if you got someone that doesn't show, I've never had a heart for it, but I love being in the shop. For a kid that's fixing to cross over into FFA or coming up, you know, maybe I can get in and do this, and we can go do a lot of that.
That's very cool. How about you? Anything?
I've also been writing a speech, and mine is about feral hogs, how they have affected Oklahoma. And I learned a lot of fun facts about feral hogs.
Really?
Like,
you want to name a few?
Sure. Like, 70 of Oklahoma's 77 counties have reported seeing feral hogs. And every day, the U.S. spends approximately $7 million on property damage just for feral hogs.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. Well, we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we have Sentinel FFA coming in the room. Thank y'all for coming in. I wish you the very best for the rest of the year.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you. Let's go to Rip Crib.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Good afternoon, all your great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, February 20th. 1,567 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 370 brought 252. 6 at 504 brought 234. 18 at 783 brought 181.25. 5 at 829 brought 176. 30 at 864 brought 178. 17 at 927 brought 173. 16 at 1039 brought 168. 6 head of heifers at 393 brought 193. 20 at 501 brought 195. 3 at 567 brought 184. 18 at 641 brought 173. 13 at 681 brought 173. 31 at 730 brought 174.50. 28 at 740. 244 brought 170.50. Butcher cows were 12 to 102. Butcher bulls brought 73 to 119. Bred cows were 1050 to 1300. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71 Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. Young men and women, eager to acquire practical business experience, often find it in the FFA. Each year, thousands of high school students across America learn entrepreneurship by growing their own businesses from scratch. Today and every day in 2023, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members. The Wheeler General Store carries vet supplies, High Pro Feed, Master Hand Milling, and Smart Lick Tubs, and they're proud of everyone involved in FFA.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale is February 22nd at 12:30 at the ranch near Leedy, selling 150 two-year-old bulls. Sires include Deer Valley Growth Fund, Monin Dakota, Baldridge Alternative, and several other breed-leading AI sires. Also selling commercial females carrying QC genetics. The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 22nd at 12:30 at Quartermaster Creek Ranch, southwest of Leedy. You can also view the sale and bid online. For videos and sale information, log on to quartermastercreek.com.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey guys, welcome back. Nancy Ripito in the driver's seat now, following my co-host Jill Metter, and I'm here with the Sentinel FFA officers. But before I get to them, I'm going to give you a forecast for Hollis, Oklahoma. Dew point of 39, humidity's at 30%, winds out of the southwest at 16 miles an hour, 72 degrees, and it feels like 72. And I'm just glad that we've got some warmer weather up in here, because that cold stuff was not settling well with me. But I'm accompanied with Sentinel. I'm gonna try my best to live up to how good Jill just did. I don't know if I'll get there or not, but bear with me. So to start off, just kind of go around the room, introduce yourself, what grade you're in, and what office you hold. We can just start right here.
Okay. Hello, my name is Jacob Baker. I am a senior this year, and I am the vice president of the Sentinel FFA.
Hi, I'm Carly Callahan. I am also a senior, and I hold the reporter.
Hello, I am Ryder Callahan. I am the Sentinel chaplain, and I am a sophomore.
Hello, my name is Hunter Brashears, and I am the treasurer in the Sentinel FFA, and I am a sophomore.
My name is Luke Rozelle, and I am the junior at Sentinel, and I am the Sentinel FFA president.
My name is Blake Baldonado. I'm a junior, and I'm the secretary for Sentinel FFA.
Hello, my name is Juan Leyva. I'm a sophomore at the Sentinel FFA chapter, and I'm a sophomore.
Okay, thanks. Nice to meet y'all. I'm Jancy. I'm pretty sure I already said that. But we're going to get to know each other, so I figure we need to really know each other for this part. Okay, we're going to go back, kind of back around the room like we just did. Kind of tell me what you're involved in and what you like to do through your FFA chapter.
So I show sheep, I give speeches, and I have recently become, or, well, no, see, I guess a year and a half, 2 years ago, I started livestock judging and have really enjoyed all that.
Mine, I show sheep for about 4 years, probably been the best experience of my life. Sowed pigs for two, took a break this year, unfortunately. And I do extempt and speaking, and also do livestock judging for 3 years, I think. Yeah, 3 years.
What's your favorite kind of animal to judge?
Probably goats.
Goats.
Pigs are probably my worst.
It's okay, me too, when I show them.
I did too.
I show sheep for 3 years now, probably. I've been in livestock judging for a year now, and that's pretty much it. I do a few speeches every now and then, though.
Over the course of my FFA experience so far, I've been involved in many different activities, such as speech contest and going to different leadership events, and it's all been a really fun time, and I am glad to be a part of this organization.
I've been showing pigs since about third grade, and I'm also active on the livestock judging team and give speeches every now and then also like to go to all the leadership activities.
I've been showing hogs since about third grade and do livestock judging.
I've been to many different leadership conferences. I gave some speeches, and I just like to help around the chapter.
Okay, my next question is for Carly and Ryder. So I saw you two at Southwest Sheep Show, and I know you saw me too, and I could kind of tell y'all were a little surprised to see me there. How was
just a little bit?
Just a little bit. Big girl showing sheep now. But how was district for y'all? Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Mine was actually pretty decent. Probably, like, 2019 was probably my best Southwestern, but it's been better than the past couple years, so.
I'd like to say my experience was really well there. I got to show some of my sisters as well as mine, which is pretty cool, because I like her sheep, especially how small they are. But, yeah, I'd be with her, too. My first year there, I was a little, scared and nervous about, like, hey, this is going to be my first big show there. So, you know, it's just like a huge honor to be there, actually, just to show and everything.
Okay, going kind of off of what Ryder just said, one question I like to ask my chapters, if somebody were to kind of come up to you and ask, what is FFA, how can I be involved, but yet they're kind of nervous, what would you tell them to kind of get their interest sparked and really want to join in on your chapter? And we can just go around and everybody can answer.
Okay, I'm first then. Really, I'd explain it kind of like a family. We do a whole bunch of activities together, go to different events, participate in many competitions, but yet at the same time, we try to grow closer to each other, learn more about each other, and use our strengths and weaknesses to further our chapter, along with just trying to strengthen the next generation of students, I guess, yeah.
Okay, Carly?
I would like to go off of kind of what he said, you know. I kind of like to think of FFA as family, because it kind of just blends together. And, yeah, like, probably if I wasn't in FFA right now, I'd probably be struggling, you know, making friends, speaking to people, standing up for myself. And FFA has really grown in me since I've been in it. And I'd like for that to be in other people. So I'd like to inspire them to join so they can have the experience I had.
I'd like to think of this as one giant club, you know, like a club of opportunities, because there are so much things you can learn from FFA, as long as a lot of personalities that you can find there. And it's just a way to find many friends and get to know a lot of people. So I'd like to, you know, meet new people and stuff. So this is like a really big opportunity.
First and foremost, I would tell whoever I was talking to that the FFA organization is a safe place for you to be yourself. And it offers such a great variety of opportunities for not only you, but your family can come and see you grow and develop as a young, next generation farmer or whatever occupation you plan on doing in your life. And within the FFA, it is like a family, as the trend has been coming down through the line. yes, we're all together and happy, but you will fight sometimes, and when you do fight, you learn how to come together and resolve issues over time.
I'd probably say that, like everybody said, we are a big family, but we also, FFA just kind of helps build you and get you ready for not only, like, the real world, but it kind of sets you up as, like, a person, kind of breaks you out of your comfort zone and just kind of gets you ready for the real world. And if I had to encourage someone new to FFA something to do, I'd just tell them to probably just sign up and go on one of the trips, no matter if they think they have an interest in it or not, because I promise they'll have a good time no matter if it's something that they care about or not.
Kind of going off what everybody said, I mean, there's lots of opportunities. There's even parts that can pay for most of your college, or you can, it gets you ready for the real world. Meet a whole lot of people you never thought you'd meet in your life, and just a lot of opportunities that nobody sees, and everybody just thinks of one big deal.
I'm pretty sure we can all agree the FFA is like a big family. And even though we all have our own problems, we can all build on top of each other and have experiences we've never thought we would have. Like, I live in a small town, and I've gone to some amazing places that I thought I could never reach.
Okay, Luke and Blade, did you show at Southwest District also? Okay, so kind of going off what I asked Carly and Ryder, how was Southwest District for you? Can you kind of tell me how it went for you and kind of what you exhibited, and just give us a good idea of kind of how your district went?
This was my first year going, so really didn't have too many high expectations. Just kind of wanted to see what everything was like, and it really didn't go bad. Placed in the middle of the class two times, and then second on one of them, and so really a great first time.
Well, it's been a few years since I've been, and came back this year to kind of see how it'd go, and didn't really have high expectations, but I got a bronze overall, Burt Gilt. And then with my Duroc, I did not place.
Bronze overall, Burt Gilt. That's pretty good. Congratulations. Where are my seniors at in here? How many do I have? Just two?
Yep.
Okay. What are your plans after high school, after we graduate, when we graduate, finally? So kind of what's your plans, where you're going to college, and what are you going to major in?
So I haven't really decided where I'm going yet. I'm bouncing between two right now. But at either one, I will be joining the livestock judging team and judging livestock throughout my college career. And eventually, I'd like to end up with a degree in agriculture education. I've really had my sights set on becoming an ag teacher these last few years, and I feel like thanks to the help of Mr. Bedell, I'm finally going to be able to reach that goal.
That was inspirational.
Very. Good job.
My plans, I actually thought a lot of hard about this, still kind of thinking, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to UCO. Already got accepted, got a couple scholarships.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I was thinking about going into the business industry to become a car salesman, which isn't exactly what people be excited to be about, to become, but it's what I'm excited. So,
well, as long as you're excited, that's all that matters. So
yes.
Good luck to both of you in the future. We'll just start back over here with Jacob with my next question. I know Jill asked the SARIC officers, what has been your favorite, it could be the funniest, memory that you've had throughout your FFA and ag career?
Honestly, one of my favorite memories is just traveling around the state with the rest of my officers and members. Just some people like the go strictly for the events, but one thing I've learned over the past few years is the journey there can be just as I went blank. It can have just as much effect on how everything goes as the event itself. So just traveling to the event itself.
Mine is a little more specific than his. Mine's still the traveling part, like the going to and back, but just the conversations and the weird music and card games that we all play constantly. That's been just stuck in my head for years, and That's one of the things I look forward to. That's why I try to go to every single event, because all the people that I like and, you know, think that they're my family, you know, we're just the funniest people around. And
yeah, the weird music kind of seems to be a trend in everybody's vehicle on our way to FFA events, but you know what? That's okay.
Yeah.
Ryder, what about you?
I'd say one of my most memorable ones, or maybe even the funniest I had, was last year at OIE with our old ag teacher. We were just chilling, and I got the idea that, you know, the sheep stands where you put your sheep on?
Yeah.
I decided to climb on that, and then my friend Hunter over here decided to put my head in the little sheep thing and put me on that. And then we just had laughs and took a picture of that. And overall, it was pretty weird to me, but, you know, it was laughs. You know, good memories.
Yeah, I'm going to be thinking about that for a while now, so thank you for sharing. Hunter, what about you?
One of my favorite FFA memories would probably, front and foremost, be alumni camp. Even the drive up to alumni camp, it's this feeling of joy and excitement for knowing what's about to happen. You're going to meet so many new people and grow and develop as a leader in yourself. And you do get scared sometimes, because alumni camp is one that pushes you outside of your comfort zone, and they teach you how to handle that. And with the relationships you build, it's memories that'll last a lifetime.
I'm going to ask you one more question. So for some people that are listening probably don't know what alumni camp is. I have been. Can you kind of briefly explain what it is?
Alumni camp is a leadership camp that helps you grow and develop not as a leader, but within yourself. And they teach you how to communicate with a team and with other people that you don't know.
What was your favorite part of alumni camp?
My favorite part of alumni camp was probably when I was the auctioneer this year. I got to do something new and exciting that I also learned overnight, because I said I could do it, and I decided I had to learn once I said I could do it.
That's great. Luke, what's your favorite FFA memory?
One of my favorite FFA memories was probably the first year I went to OIE. We had one of the little wagon carts, and me and one of the seniors was bringing in some wood chips. And we ended up taking off on a little adventure to tour the fairgrounds on the little wagon. And we got lost. We got into some trouble. But it's one memory that I probably won't forget for a while.
When you say trouble, what do you mean by that?
Well, we got a stern talking to. And we weren't allowed, for the rest of the 2 weeks, we weren't allowed to be together.
That's okay, as long as you had fun. Blade, what's your favorite FFA memory?
Probably my favorite FFA memory would be when I made the guilt cell at OIE.
The guilt cell is actually really fun. I've been in it too. I'm pretty sure me and you were in the guilt cell 1 year together, so that's awesome. What about you?
My favorite FFA memory was last year at state convention when it was like mid-afternoon and we were all just hungry because we were inside all day listening to the people get their state FFA degrees, and we were just walking around for a good 30 minutes looking for a place to eat because most of the places were full, and we were just happy to be together and having good laughs.
Good food is definitely important on events. So my last question for everybody, we'll just start with Jacob again. What events do you personally kind of have coming up, and what else have you done, I guess, this past school year?
So coming up, the few things I can think of would be our county show is next week, and then spring break we have OIE. My sister and I will be there Sunday through Thursday with lambs. And then this last year we've been to a few livestock judging competitions, multiple sheep shows, a few speech contests. One thing that Bedell actually allowed me to do this year was accompany him to the ninth grade Cree contest, just to experience the ag teacher side of it, since that's what I wanted to do. And I honestly really enjoyed it, and I really do. I thank him for allowing me to go on those trips with him.
Sounds like you have a pretty awesome ag teacher over Mr. Bedell.
Some people could say that.
I say that. I'll back you up on it. Carly, what about you?
What I'm looking for probably the most is OYE, my very last show. I'm gonna cry a couple times, you know. Also, going to state convention, maybe getting my state degree, you know. I'm very excited about that. Hopefully it happens. And then the stuff that I thought was fun beforehand was speech contests and going to all the livestock judging and sheep shows. They're just a lot of fun, and I probably wouldn't miss those memories for the world.
Okay, well, sorry, guys. We ran out of time. I was trying to get one more question in, but I didn't. Thanks for being here today with me and Sentinel Today in Ag. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy, Jill, and Jancy. God bless.
Hello. Here's a station you might like.
This is KECO, Elk City.
Tech companies on trial. Elisa Brady, Fox News. The U.S. Supreme Court hearing